Happy Friday and welcome to another episode of The Shred Show. So today I'm going to talk through a very common question I get asked. What is the perfect rep range for building muscle and what's the perfect rep range for building fat? Obviously we don't want to build fat. Sorry, it is very early. We want to burn fat. So what's the best rep range for building muscle? What sort of rep ranges should we be doing for burning fat? Now, a lot of people poo-poo the whole sort of 8 to 12 rep range is best for hypertrophy. Anything less than 8 reps or 6 reps is mainly going to be strength training, and everything over 15 to 20 is generally going to be more muscular endurance work. Now, there is a lot of truth in why these sort of set rep ranges actually work and have a lot of truth to them. And I'm going to discuss that with you now. So the answer to this question, with pretty much every question when it comes down to the human body, is it depends. And this is not the answer that you're probably looking for, but what do I mean by this? So when we're talking about building muscle mass, if you're someone who's not advanced and you're fairly new to weight training, you haven't got exercises dialed down and like you haven't got your technique and form absolutely nailed, then you doing heavier loads in terms of weights, say probably less than 8 reps, isn't going to necessarily going to help you build muscle mass. Why? Because what actually happens, if you haven't got form dialed down on exercise, what happens first is your muscular system doesn't break down. Like you don't fatigue muscularly, you actually break down in terms of your form first, which means you lose the ability to be able to put tension through that muscle effectively, which is why you're ending the set. So think of an example like, let's think of like a bench press, for example. As you're bringing the weight down, you're starting to lose form and you're bouncing the bar back up off your chest, or you're like wriggling all over the place, or you're not really set in stone. So this is really one of the big reasons in terms of why heavier training for people who are necessarily beginners, less than 6 to 8 reps, isn't necessarily going to be great in terms of hypertrophy and building muscle mass. Now, when I'm talking about rep ranges, the first thing I want to talk about here is, and this is very important, so everyone listen to this, please like scar this in your memory for life. You can thank me later when you make tons of progress for this. The most important thing with resistance training is that you don't just stop a set because you got to 12 reps. If you can do 15 or you can do 20, whatever it is, keep going and just go till you fail when you can't do more reps. Now, what do I mean by fail? If your last rep of a set was the same speed as the first rep, you've got way, way more in the tank. So don't leave, don't leave fuel in the tank. Think about like giving everything in your training sessions that you can do, and that's how you can get the most amount of return from your investment in terms of your time, and you actually can do a lot less in terms of overall working sets and overall volume. That's why, in particular, when you become more advanced, like I find with myself now, I have to do a lot less number of sets during a workout, and I'm absolutely crucified by the end of it because I have the ability to push myself very hard. I don't have the technique dialed down. And another thing I would actually say is interesting for this is that I've been doing the same training program for 6 months, and I have gone to a new training program in the last 4 weeks. And what has amazed me is how difficult and different it is trying to get the weight, the loading right for exercises, trying to get used to those movement patterns. And again, this comes back to what we were talking about a second ago in terms of like, I wouldn't feel comfortable, like for example, great one here, deadlifts. I haven't deadlifted for like a year. So I had deadlifts in my program. So I was like, okay, that's cool. I like deadlifting, but my rep range is like 8 to 10. Now, if I was to try and go in there and do a 4 rep deadlift on, and I haven't done this for a year, it's probably not going to end very well. And also I haven't got my technique dialed down quite how I want it to be yet, which like week, session on session on session, it's improving. And anyone who's following my IG stories will see the similar thing with my front squats, which I'm working on at the moment, are getting better and better and better every week. But what did I do at the very beginning of this? When I was doing the front squats, I was literally doing like 60 to 80 kilos and also doing like a superset with a counterbalance squat to get the technique really like dialed down. And now I'm starting to get that function correctly. I can now start to load and increase the weight, but still going higher rep ranges, like a minimum of 6 always. So when it comes to actually building muscle mass, unless you're very advanced, the reality is you're not going to build muscle mass from very low rep ranges, sub 6. So I suggest you really focus on trying to nail that 8 to 12 rep range up to 15 and push as hard as you can. And the most important thing is creating time under tension on the muscle and actually making the muscle do the work. So cut out the inertia, make sure you're moving like with the correct tempo. So Second take-home point from today, which will completely transform your physique and your training and protect your joints. Don't move so fast. I can guarantee every single person here, you're too quick with your reps. So the most important point is the negative, so when we bring the weight down. Now this is when the majority of muscle damage happens, and this is where our greatest opportunity to build muscular strength and to build muscle mass from this muscle damage. Now also, if you're bringing a weight down too quickly, you're then going to be relying on the stretch reflex of your connective tissue and your muscles, which is going to put you at high risk of injury. So if you're controlling the weight, you have to use a lot less weight, but guess what? If you're controlling the weight when you bring it down, that's going to have a big impact in terms of reducing your risk to injury. And we have to look at everything from a training perspective of like mitigating risk, because longevity is everything. The greater our ability to train without getting injured, like if you get injured, it's going to set you back 6 to 12 months. Reality. So think about the big picture, don't think about the small picture. This is very, very important. Secondly, after this, what I would suggest you really focus on with rep ranges is trying to progress your weights within these rep ranges. So focus on trying to get stronger constantly, and this will have a big impact in terms of your ability to progress. So that's one big fan of tracking my reps and weights that I do, because it gives me a good guidance in terms of how much I'm actually progressing and how much I'm looking to improve. So this is really, really important to make sure you keep a good close eye on this in terms of your own progress. So that's pretty much muscle hypertrophy covered. The last thing I'm going to say in terms of this is that people don't think you can actually build muscle mass from high rep ranges. Now, this is actually BS, because you can, and that's possible. It's what's called more metabolic work, where we're basically accumulating more lactic acid within the muscles. Now, the reason people struggle to build muscle mass within this rep range and doing high rep ranges, say 20 plus, is that, here's a good quote for you actually, all failure in life other than death is psychological. So think about that. All failure in life other than death is psychological. Now, why I'm saying this before this is what happens is when people go above 20 reps, they tend to get lactic acid like builds up in their muscles. And say they're doing a leg press and it's in their quads, it's starting to build up. It burns like a motherfucker. And guess what? You give up. You stop. Oh, it hurts now. I'm stopped now. Reality is you probably had another like 10 to 15 reps there if you went like proper full-on beast mode on it. And those like 10 to 15 beast mode reps are the ones that really make a difference in terms of building muscle mass. Now, this is one of the reasons why heavier weights actually work better in terms of you building more muscle mass, because you are forced to stop a set at, say, 8 to 12 reps because you physically can't do any more. You don't consciously give a decision to say, oh, my quads are burning a bit now, we're going to stop. So that gives you some explanation in terms of how that really works. Anyone who's done a really high set of reps on a leg press or leg training will know what I'm talking about. So on my previous program, I was doing like a leg press set of 50 reps for a rest pause set, and that genuinely was like taking my soul on a weekly basis. It was awesome, but it was like pretty savage. So that's growing muscle mass and hypertrophy pretty much covered in terms of rep ranges. Now, when we come to fat loss, this is a pet peeve of mine. Doing supersets, tricep, gyset, joint sets, whatever type of sets, doing a million exercises back to back, zero rest, really light weights, does not make you burn more body fat. It is not best to suddenly massively decrease the weight you're using when you're trying to burn body fat. Now, why? When we're looking to burn body fat, the goal from weight training isn't for burning calories. The goal for weight training is to maintain muscle mass and improve muscle mass if possible, and retain muscle mass. Because if we don't do what actually built muscle mass in the first place, what's going to happen, if you've no longer got that stimulus there, your body's going to basically atrophy that muscle tissue, and it's going to give it away from a calorie deficit. So it's very important that if you've been training for a while, you really focus on trying to maintain strength levels whilst cutting down is really important. Like, this is critical. And that, again, this is another reason why writing down your lifts in terms of what you do for the big exercise is very important, because you then psychologically know, like, okay, I did 10 reps for 100 kilos on bench press last week. That's what I need to try and do again this week. And really have that mindset and that stubbornness, and that will help you to not lose muscle mass when you're dieting. So that's point number one. Point number two is that we have to think about, like, when we're actually in the gym doing supersets and triceps, and I see people dancing around doing silly things like this, what happens most of the time is people's form tends to go completely out the window. So they just focus on throwing weights around, trying to do loads of volume, and this isn't the best way for us to actually get leaner. The key for you burning body fat is actually just being in a calorie deficit. Doing weight training is a stimulus to keep muscle mass on your frame and allow the calorie deficit and the nutrition to burn the body fat off for you. Now, if you're new to training and you're listening to this, you have the golden ticket, my friend. I had this conversation with someone, a great friend of mine I met up with yesterday, saying like, if I knew what I knew now when I was 18, like I'll give a great example. I used to train and do legs at this place, Dorking Rugby Club, and they only had like a power rack and some dumbbells and stuff like that. So I used to do legs there, and then we used to drive to another gym to go and use a leg extension and like a hamstring curl. Now, in hindsight, now looking at that back, like he brought this up yesterday, I was like, that's moronic, because there's so many better exercises I could have done with just the equipment I had available. Now, why I said that frustrates me is because the amount of progress I could have made so quickly if I was doing the right things back then is insane. Now, what I'm saying to you right now, if you're only just starting this journey, is you have the golden ticket to progress quicker than anyone, because your body's like an untapped resource. So our bodies progress from what's called like an adaptive response. My body's adapted to weight training because it's just used to this for years. If your body hasn't, your body will adapt so quickly, providing you give it the right stimulus. So you're in a position where you can actually build muscle mass, burn body fat, ultimately live the dream. Now, this is very important. You're meticulous in terms of planning this out to maximize your progress from this. And that's where the importance of having a decent trainer comes involved. So if you're in that position at the moment and you're in the golden window of being able to build muscle mass, burn body fat, regardless of your age, if you're 40, 50, this still counts. Like, it makes no difference. If I could get my dad to weight train at 75, I would. You can make so much progress. It's insane. So if you need help with that, drop me a message on Instagram. Just say you listen to the podcast. Just use the word get fit and I'll drop you a message how we can help. Hope this podcast was helpful, insightful, and gave you some fundamental knowledge in the importance of the perfect rep ranges for muscle growth and for fat loss. So to summarize, if you're looking to build muscle mass, we're looking generally between 8 to 12 reps. To failure and with perfect form is the key. If you're a very advanced lifter, you can go slightly lower than that, although I would never really advise anyone go slower than 6 reps because of the risk of injuries too high. And for fat loss, weight training isn't for burning calories, it's for retaining and building muscle mass. Let your nutrition and cardio do the work. Hope this was helpful and insightful. As always, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, share this with a friend, and we'll see you in the next episode of The Shredded Show.